getting recorded, otherwise it's a big waste of your time. Don't worry, we're not... I'm just running this on a little bit so that it doesn't start out, because I started so early on this thing. That gives us enough of a leader. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Leo Holub on July 3rd, 1997. The interview is being conducted by Paul Carlstrom for the Archives of American Art at his home in San Francisco, office really, on Carmelita Street. And this is take one, side A, so we're beginning now. Leo, what we talked about just a few moments ago was a kind of quick overview of what I hope comes into this interview. The main themes that I hope we're able to touch on. And just to reiterate those, you were born in 1916 and have been very much a part of the Bay Area, San Francisco art world, at least as an observer, a participant, but also an observer with your camera, as you pointed out. And you certainly have known a number of people, you've watched things change. One of the themes I'd like to deal with is your experience at the California School of Fine Arts. We've talked a little bit about that before, because you have some interesting recollections, and you were there back in the 30s, and then went on to your own career, but eventually got very much involved with photography and had contact with Ansel Adams and that whole world, and eventually, as I understand it, really set up the photography department at Stanford University about the same time that I was there. And so these are the kinds of things that I would like to investigate a bit. And then also your ongoing contact or friendship with artists, and for that matter with collectors like Hunk and Moo Anderson, some of your related projects. You know, you're very much identified as a photographer with the art world. So I think that's sufficient by way of introduction, but let's start with a little bit, you know, just a brief account of you yourself, you know, what your own biographical background is, you know, where you were born, sure. And so forth.
Well, that's easy. I was born in Decatur, Arkansas. It's in the Ozark Mountains. Mm-hmm. It was wartime, 1916. My dad was working for Henry Ford, building tanks for the war. And mother went to her mother's house in the Ozarks. And after the war, we moved across the border to Stillwell, Oklahoma. Dad and mother bought a farm, 120 acres, and lived there about 3 years. Then we moved to Dawson, New Mexico. It was a company town, Phelps Dodge town, of the famous Dodge lady owned it. Lived there for 2 years. And then when I was 7 years old, we moved to Oakland, California. I grew up in Oakland, up in the in a new subdivision called Forest Park.
When was it, did you say? You were
1923. I was 7 years old.
7 years old. Mm-hmm. Why was that move made?
Dad was a blacksmith, and he was a pretty jolly fellow, and he made friends, and people were always asking him to come to work. So someone he had worked with earlier moved to the Berkeley Steel Tank and Pipe Company and asked Dad to come out to Berkeley, so he did. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Oakland all that time. I went to Santa Fe Elementary School, Piedmont Avenue Elementary School, Westlake Junior High School, Oakland High School. I graduated from Oakland High School in 1934. That was the middle of the Depression. Dad had been out of work for 2 years during the Hoover days.
Wow.
And he finally got a job in Grass Valley, California, in the gold mines. But mother sort of managed our family, and I was doing well at Oakland High School, and so she arranged